Every day you get three KTAR news expansions, 8, noon, 5, 15 minutes of commercial-free nonstop news, traffic, and weather brought to you by
Sweet James,
the People's Accident Attorney. Thank you for the harmony there. I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. Now let's get back to two guys
who could
give Cupid a run for his money. They're so romantic. Mm. Gatos and Chan. Oh, nothing to say about that?
I don't know about that. He's not romantic.
He loves his pets.
Yeah.
Animals.
Speaking of pets.
You know what? It's one of those things. Do you want to be...
Or not.
You want somebody... Becky, do you want somebody to give you a card once a year and some flowers? You want somebody to treat you great all year?
I want both.
Uh-huh.
Just saying.
She's like, this is cake and I'm going to eat it. And he's like, well, you can in our patio furniture.
That's right.
All right, still to come. In Arizona, do we have vaccine chasers? We're going to discuss that. First. Oh, man, this is a brutal story. You got an Arizona police officer suspended without pay for 20 hours. So he's not going to be paid for 20 hours. Why? His police dog died. Heat stroke inside the car. Happened in June. We're kind of hearing about it now. So he left his canine named Ike inside the patrol car. And we have seen this happen in the Valley before with canines, with canine officers, if you will. All right. There are a lot of people out there that say the cop should be fired. How could he leave the dog in the car? Listen, he didn't do it on purpose. Do you know how close these officers are with their canines?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I don't know how far some of you want to punish this guy. But he's a Maricopa police officer, and I don't think anybody feels worse than he does.
No. There is nobody at all. If he could go back and replay that day and he had a chance for a do-over, he would do anything just about to get that opportunity to do it.
Have you ever seen one of these canine officers in action?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
See, I have too. They're incredible.
They're incredible. I was a kid. I don't know. I was probably like 7, 8. Used to go to Minigant school by my house right there. But I lived on Britton Drive in Long Beach, California. And I was outside playing soccer because that's all I did all the day long. Mm-hmm. Latchkey kid, so you don't worry about that. But so I kicked the ball down the street and there was police. You could hear the police coming and there was a guy getting chased. He was on a dirt bike. And, you know, California is one of those places where doesn't matter if he had, you know, mirrors or anything. You can't be on a dirt bike at all, even to this day. He had no helmet on, and the cop was chasing him through the neighborhood.
And near you?
Yeah, I was on the corner, and it went by, and then they were chasing each other, kind of snaking through the neighborhood. Then they came back, and he ditched the bike, kind of fell off it. The cop got out, and they went at it, and the cop was losing.
Really?
And I'm 8, and I'm like, do I go home? But what do I do? You know, and I'm just standing there.
You're like, the bad guy's winning.
Yeah. And then there was like a whistle or something, and all of a sudden, out of the car window thingy-mabobber, out comes this, and he hit that dude.
The dog jumped out of the car.
And just started tearing him apart, and I was like, oh my goodness! It was amazing.
Wow.
It was awesome.
So that canine saved the officer's life.
That canine saved the officer's life.
Man.
It was amazing, though. To this day, I still remember it.
You were 8.
8. You have an 8, 7, 8. Yeah, right there. It's amazing. I was like, whoa.
I mean, I've talked to so many of these officers that have a canine that accompanies them, you know, on wherever they go. That is, it's hard to put into words, but that's not their dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not just a dog, I guess is what I'm trying to say. These canines save lives. They do a lot of the dangerous work too. Sometimes you send in a canine for one reason or another because you don't want the cop to get killed.
Yeah.
And when a cop has to do that, they worry about their canine.
So my little brother goes to a private school in Southern California, and the worry about, you know, school shooters and stuff. They have a dog that is like, it's a Czechoslovakian shepherd,
mm-hmm.
an old Czech shepherd. And it scours every day. It's also been trained to sniff for certain things. It is insane. But he would, if somebody came on, his job is to go get.
Mm.
And it is incredible. Like my mom's like, its job is to protect all the children.
Wow.
It's weird.
The investigation found that the officer possessed this device That's called a canine heat alarm that would detect and alert him if the car became unreasonably hot for a police dog.
And he had complained about it. He had said that it was like a pager or beeper. For those of you who don't know what that is, a little bit younger, back in the day when we didn't have cell phones and you were either a doctor or a drug dealer, you would have somebody page you or beep you, and you would have a service and call them and say, who called me?
Right.
Or you'd get the number on there. This was to alert him what the temperature was, but he says it was inconsistent. It never seemed to work. We should do it where it just texts me on my phone. And it didn't do that. It was 108 when he went out there.
Yeah, that was the high degree temperature of the day. And so you look back on this and you say, there's no question the officer, he blew it.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. But how do you want to punish him? Do you want to fire this guy? I don't.
No.
20 hours without, is it 20 hour suspension? So what's that, a pay, no pay
it's
for two, what,
days,
two and a half days?
2.5 days.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's something.
Yeah.
You're losing money.
And he's got to deal with the fact that he lost an animal that he saw as a partner.
Right. Right. That's the worst punishment.
You've got to eat that up inside that he has to do that. Yeah. So it's not like he's just walking away going, oh, it's no big deal. No.
I'll just get another dog. Yeah. No, that's not what he was doing. So, you know, a lot of people out there trying to say this guy deserves to lose his job. You know, how, if you leave your dog in the car, how good of a cop can you be? Listen, everybody makes mistakes. This was a big one. It was a big one, and it was a bad mistake. But, you know, do you want to take somebody off the force because of it? I don't. I don't.
Unless this guy has done, like, did he have a history of animal abuse? Did he have a history of things like this?
Which I don't. The answer is no.
No.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Coming up next.
Coming up.
Does Arizona have vaccine chasers? Right? Stick around.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
Do we have vaccine chasers in Arizona? Because this is happening in California.
Got to chase it there, right? If you're not working, you're not trying there.
Well, what happened in L.A.?
They ran out of vaccines.
At the Dodger Stadium. They shut it down for a couple days. I'll tell you what's happened back east. I've been talking to my dad. A couple weeks ago, he got the first Moderna shot.
Yeah.
And some of his other friends were scheduled, wiped out because of the snow.
Oh, yeah.
And remember,
they had that really nasty.
Right, back east, like in New York, you get out of your car in the cold and stand and wait in line. Out here in Arizona, we have perfect weather. And we stay in our car. It's amazing, right? It's incredible.
So, like, you find people that are just so out of touch with anything. I know it's 12 degrees outside,
yeah,
snowing. Let's let old people get out and wander through the snow so they can die of pneumonia rather than COVID.
Or yes, and ice that's on the sidewalk. And they're out of their car.
And it's just.
So that's happening. So in Arizona, I got to tell you again, I don't think we got it that bad. I think it's not too bad.
No.
So in California, there's something called vaccine chasers. Who are they?
I'm Vesper here.
Here we are, and we're going to see what happens.
All of these people are waiting outside of the forum just to try and get a leftover vaccine. Some of them have been waiting in their cars for over an hour in the hopes of getting a dose that goes unused.
So if we were to think of this taking place in Arizona, well, think of where the Cardinals play at State Farm Stadium. Think of people that have parked somewhere around there, are waiting, and asking, you know, people that are volunteers, hey, you got any unused yet? Hey, did anybody not show up yet?
You're walking around. Hey, what are you guys doing?
Hey,
you
what's
guys,
going on?
What you got? Hey, Jim. Hey, man, you got something? You got,
like,
hey, what you got?
Like, you make friends.
I don't think.
With the volunteers, and you say, let me know if something becomes available. And you stay there, and you stay there all day.
They come by car and on foot, all because of word of mouth. Friends, family, someone told them they may have a chance to get a shot if they come to the forum at day's end. It's one of LA's large capacity vaccination sites. And Frank Anderson lives about 2 miles away.
We had some friends. We had been trying to get an appointment. We were unable to get an appointment. They were able to get in. There was a chance of getting the vaccine if you were here at the end of the day. People don't show up for appointments or whatever, and they have them left over. They would give them to whoever was here rather than throwing them out.
All right. Good idea, bad idea.
You're not chasing where, like an ambulance chaser kind of thing. It's you're desperate and you're going to places where you think maybe like they'll run out or it's the end of the night. You show up at, it's like if, I remember one time my buddy and I went to Kentucky Fried Chicken and we were the last people. And they said, hey, give us $20. We're like, $20? They handed us like two buckets of chicken and everything they had that was left because they were just going to throw it away.
Yeah.
So if you're desperate and you're going to go, wait, that's one thing. Chasing, I always feel like you're trying to steal something from somebody. Like you're trying to sneak in there. This just feels like people are desperate and are waiting to see if there's extra.
All right. What kind of people are these? They're all different ages. They could be like me, a 47-year-old hypochondriac.
Yeah.
Or they could be a 70-year-old who is in frail health and says, listen, I need this vaccine, but I can't get on a website and get it.
Yeah. I think it's everybody.
I don't think this is a bad idea.
No.
I think if it's something that you want to do, you should go ahead and do it. I don't know how successful you're going to be, but I also think if this is happening and I'm running the joint, I'd probably throw a few vaccines their way if they're waiting around.
Oh, the first hit's free. Tell your friends. No, but
come back.
But the thing is, like, if you do that. Like you do it at the end of the night, but yeah. I could see if you do that. And you're right, though, about, you know, you befriend somebody. Next thing you know, you look over and there's Cecil. You've seen Cecil 8 days in a row. Somebody
yeah.
like that.
You're Cecil.
Like, guys, can't we give Cecil a shot?
Right. He's been here 5 days.
He's been here 5 days. Can we give Cecil a shot? Mm. Somebody.
But see, in Arizona, we're doing it totally different. We don't have vaccine chasers.
No.
I think what we have is plus ones. I mean, that's a Dr. Kara Crist thing, and I think it's brilliant.
I think it's absolutely brilliant.
If you're in the car with someone who has an appointment and there are extra shots, you're getting one, though you didn't go online.
Which is, and there's nothing wrong with that. Their problem
the other thing is you'll throw it away.
Yeah.
Don't throw it away. Give it to somebody.
Their demand there, though, is so
in
high.
California.
Yeah, it's so massively high that if you gave them $50 million a day, they'd probably go through it in a couple days. I mean,
no, that's true. Yeah. If they were to give us all, you know, here in Arizona as much as we want, we'd be rolling in this. I mean, they would set up 100 pods at
but
State Farm.
The way that they've handled things is
here or there.
There, we've handled things in a much different way. They're very oddly enough at the beginning of this and throughout it, they really weren't transparent. They didn't talk a lot about stuff. It seemed at times Kara Crist and Doug Ducey went missing, but they've been very open and very vocal from our station to stations across the state about this is what's going on. People know what they have and don't have, and they know there's more coming. When you listen to Garcetti, the mayor of L.A., we call him Mayor Yoga Pants, or what's his name?
Newsom.
They always sound desperate, like there's never going to be enough, and I think that creates unwarranted kind of fear from people.
I wonder if the people here in Arizona who can't get online to get that vaccine, haven't figured out a way to do it, they want the shot. I wonder if they'd go and sit outside of State Farm Stadium and become one of these, you know, what do you call it?
Vaccine chasers?
Yeah.
I'm sure there are people that do, just not at this level.
But
this,
you know what we
huge.
Do here? You know what they do?
What?
They show up in the car with somebody else.
Yeah.
And they say, hey, there's my grandmother who's 75. Yeah, she can't get online. Can you give her a shot? And a lot of times they're like, yeah, we'll give her a shot.
Yeah.
We're putting needles in arms, and that's what I want.
I'd rather, yeah, absolutely.
So vaccine chasers, that's the new kind
of. If you give it, they will come.
It's true. All right. We'll see. We got 1.1 million shots in arms here in Arizona. Hey, coming up next is a story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. So stick around for that.
It's story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. After giving you 19 hours and 45 minutes of news this week, the guys give you an inside look at their personal lives.
Oh, I don't know how we afforded Morgan Freeman.
End of the week. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
I'd like you to go first. Beautiful.
All right. I am going to give you an update on my shingles. So I announced it earlier this week. Got shingles. And Chad, you were such a great friend this week to open up the phones on occasion.
I do it, man. I
have
care.
People call in with their shingles horror stories.
Again, I care.
About people telling me, I'm going to be in agony. I'm going to have to go to the hospital.
Saw pictures.
People sent pictures. It was brutal. Went to the doctor today. I apparently have, how do I say this? The most mild case of shingles my doctor has ever seen in her entire life.
That is fantastic.
Isn't that fantastic?
I think it is fantastic.
So after scaring me to death, I would say the pain is between a 2 and a 3, which is nothing. There were people that called in and said, the pain's between, out of 1 to 10, 40. and I'm starting to totally freak out. I don't know what happened. Thank God that he spared me this agony.
What's the trigger for shingles? Is it stress?
A lot of times it is.
So you're stressing out about the virus,
yes.
And you get shingles.
And I got, yeah. Look how stupid I am. Right? So this weekend is Valentine's Day. And, you know, I haven't been feeling great and all that kind of stuff. So my wife and I are going to have a great weekend of romance. We're going to try and, you know, get in the jacuzzi a little bit because we hadn't been able to do that. I had this red mark on me and I said, well, it's probably going to lead to my death. I can't go and sit in 100 degree temperature of water and, you know, maybe sit at the fire pit, have, you know, a glass of wine and try and, you know, have a nice Valentine's Day. And I must say, Chad, thank you for dating my wife for the last 2 weeks.
You're welcome.
Because you did take her out twice to golf. And so I'm good now. I'm ready to get off the bench.
It's okay. She still wants to go out. She told me.
She still wants to go out. So I know you played golf with her twice, but I've got it from here. I've got it from here.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll see you Thursday.
Oh, jeez. Story time. On the Gatos and Chad Show.
Pumped. I'm excited. Jack is out here for a few days. He's only going to stay through Monday. Normally he comes out 2 weeks at a time. And we were talking. And apparently he only wants to be out here when it's fun. And he doesn't want to be out here during school time. It drives him crazy because all he thinks about is other things. And he's kind of in the groove at school. And I'm like, dude, I totally get it. I understand 100%. I'm fine with that. It's like, I just don't want to hurt your feeling. I'm like, man. It is okay. It is fine. So we are going to do nothing this weekend. We're watching. It was family movie night, so we all get together. We're watching family movie night. And then we're going to – he's going to come out and golf with me. He's got a little club. Really, he's not – he takes a swing or two. All he really wants to do is drive the cart. He doesn't care about anything else.
Who's better at golf, my wife or Jack?
Uh-oh. Jack. Well, here's the thing. Jack's grandfather is a plus golfer. Plus golfer, which means he's on the... So when people say, are you scratch? Scratch means if you go out and you play golf, you're probably going to shoot right around even. Plus means you're going to be under par.
Okay.
And so he has been golfing since he was a kid. He's just not a fan of it. But he likes to drive the cart. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to do that this week and we're going to hang out. And it's just good to have him here. But it is one of those things where... He is so he got in there last night and he's just planning stuff out of what we're going to be doing. Not asking me because we're doing this, Dad. We're going to go look at motorcycles on tomorrow Saturday because we got to go look at motorcycles because he wants a new motorcycle. And then I'm like, man, you got stuff. And right now he's getting a new iPhone.
Oh, gosh.
I switched the plans,
10 years old.
And he's getting his second iPhone in like 6 months. Man. The dream.
Why don't you buy me an iPhone? I need a new iPhone.
Because your wife told you no.
I know.
She did. You got to see all the man, I got to. You come with a laundry list of instructions. It is hilarious. And I got to find out romance about you this week. That was just great story time. Oh, my God. It was the best.
All right. That is story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. We got a few days up. We'll be back on Tuesday.
That's right.
Becky Lynn is up next. I will see you Tuesday, Super Best Friend.
See you Tuesday, Super Best Friend.